Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm about to play you my exit interview, elimination interview, not really sure, with the one and only Rachel Riley. You know, love her, hate her. It's a really shitty way to go out. And she seems very poised. Obviously, she's probably still processing everything. But she, you know, her answers are very thorough. And as you guys probably know, this is the jury phase of the game. I do not get to talk to jurors one-on-one. I get to send my questions to CBS and they ask them. So, of course, this will not be my voice asking her the questions. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the interview. And, you know, if you haven't already, check out my interview with Tyler Crispin, who unfortunately hosted the competition that Rachel went on. But he was in the backyard with her for a while. And he talks about sort of how she was feeling, how she was dealing with it, you know, his thoughts on the twist. So definitely go check out that interview. And if you haven't already, I would love if you went and considered maybe signing up for my Patreon. It's fairly new. I'm having a lot of fun interacting with you guys, answering questions, having guests. Brendan was nice enough last weekend to hop on a Patreon live. We got to answer some questions. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I hope you guys check it out. Consider signing up. And I'm always open to feedback, and whoever you want to see, you know, let me know. But for now, this is my exit interview with Rachel Riley.
Do you think going out this way through a twist instead of a vote is harder than being voted out by the House?
I feel that going out through a twist, the way that I left, was way harder than being voted out by the House, because I kind of only have myself to blame. I kind of had a shot and a half to have safety for the week. Or I guess for this twist. And yeah, I think if I had the opportunity to work my magic and throw the Rachel Riley charm out there, that I probably would have been able to stay in any other situation. But because of the way that the twist and the White Locust evolved throughout the evening, I think that I only have myself to blame for, you know, not being able to pull out that comp win when I really needed to. And that is part of Big Brother. You have to be good at the competitions as well. You do need to be able to, you know, win a comp when your back is up against the wall. And I wasn't able to do that.
Beyond the maze, who do you hold most responsible for you being eliminated from the game?
Unfortunately, I hold Ava most responsible for my eviction. I really thought she and I had a great relationship, and I had worked really hard to form this, you know, bond with her all season, where we had this final two. We, you know, were friends. We had this like great working relationship. And I thought that Ava would have listened to me, especially in such a clutch moment when it was like a do or die situation. And this is such a strategic twist. And, you know, Ava's a fan of the show as well. So I thought at the end of the day, Ava would have looked at this and thought really strategically, very logically about how to organize the rest of the evening and how we could work together to ensure that the people that we were working with stayed throughout the evening, that we were able to get rid of a player that we thought would be, you know, coming at us or coming against us, and to just keep all of our allies together and safe throughout this twist. So I do feel that Ava should have picked me first, or, you know, she could have picked Will first or Ashley, but it was just the fact of her picking Vince as the first person to go into that maze really was the downfall of the rest of the evening. And I don't know how we could have overcome that, especially with the fact that Vince picked Lauren. And I just think that, like, picking Vince first was such a bad strategic game move. And I mean, before I went into the maze, even Ava had said she thought that Vince would have picked Morgan. But you can't go off of vibes and you can't go off of feelings in this show. And that is what a lot of people did. Like, they went off of vibes and they went off of feelings and they didn't think strategically. And when you're playing a game like this, you have to be extremely strategic and extremely logical, or you're just not going to be able to have the outcome that you want. So, unfortunately, it was, I wasn't able to pull out the comp win that I needed to when I had my back up against the wall. But I think that I could have, if I would have approached the situation with Ava maybe differently and not tried to pull her, maybe just given her a second to think, she would have thought more strategically. But we only had a certain amount of time, and I made the best decision that I could. And I was hoping that the relationship I had with her throughout this whole game would have just, taken over at that point where she would have, like, really respected what I had to say. Expect the unexpected, as they say in Big Brother.
As a veteran, what do you think about the caliber of players this season?
As a veteran, I feel the caliber of players this season was what you would expect from a bunch of newbies. They didn't really understand the game, and there were a lot of people who didn't want to take advice from myself. They didn't want to, understand the strategy behind some of the decisions that needed to be made, or the logic behind keeping certain players in the game longer and, working to get out other players. So I think that I would expect this type of gameplay from new players, because I think probably I played like that when I played Big Brother 12. Like, I don't know that I was extremely strategic or extremely logical when I played Big Brother 12. And I think that I had to really rework my game for Big Brother 13. And again, I had to rework my game and how I approached this game this season as a fan and as a person that absolutely loves the game of Big Brother for Big Brother 27. So I think when you do play with a new players who are fans of the show, they don't understand the intricacies of the show and how strategically you do have to play. So I think that there are players that really did grow a lot this season. And I would imagine if they were given another opportunity that they would be an even stronger player.
If you had gotten another week, what would your plan have been moving forward?
Yeah. If I had another week in the Big Brother house, I was hoping I would have been HOH, and I would have put Kelly and Keanu right on that block. I would have happily tried to get them out of the house if I could have. I would have, if I wasn't HOH, I would have worked with whomever the HOH was to work toward getting. Especially getting a player like Keanu out of the house, because at this point in the game, like, he's great to have, but, like, he's way too good at these competitions to keep in the game much longer. So at the end of the day, like, the fact of the matter is, like, his time was going to come to an end if I was still in the game.
Who do you feel is playing the strongest game right now, and who do you think still has the most to prove if they want to win?
I guess I think Keanu's playing a strong game. I don't really understand him, but he is extremely competitive. He has been able to convince people that his social game is getting better, and it is. You know, he's got some more allies, even though he put his ally on the block during his HOH, which was not smart. I think he is growing as a player, and I think that he is going to be someone that is going to be a big, like, contender to win this game. So I truly think if he sits in the final two chairs, he will win Big Brother. But I think he probably has an uphill battle to get there. He's probably the biggest target in the house, and I don't know that you can comp Beast out a Big Brother win. But there's only a few more weeks left of the game and a few more evictions, so we'll see what happens. I mean, he's clearly the strongest competitive player right now, but it only takes one competition loss, as we saw with me, to get out of that Big Brother house. So you never know what's going to happen. I think Ashley needs to work on her competitive game to be a true contender to win this show. I would love more than anything to see Ashley in the final two chairs, and I would love more than anything to vote for Ashley to win Big Brother 27. But I need to see her work on her competitive wins and take initiative to play this game and not just like passively play the game. I want her to actively play the game. I want her to win an HOH and get blood on her hands. I want her to, be a person that is winning more vetoes and making more decision and taking the game into her control. I think if Ashley can focus on being a more active player in the Big Brother game and not just playing her social game, that she could win this game 100%, because I would absolutely love to vote for her, and I would love to sit at a jury round table and show people how she was such a big target the weeks one and two. And every time that it comes up, people say, put Ashley on the block. And I would love to show people that Ashley has had to overcome that, and she has had to, she won a veto week one. She would have gone home if she didn't win that veto week one. And ever since that week, she's been in alliances. She's worked her social game. She's been able to navigate her way through the game. And I do feel that she is a strong contender to win, but she just needs to take a more active role. And I'm really hoping that she steps up. And whether it's final three and she has to, get rid of someone, or if it's, the rest of these few evictions that we have left, I'm rooting for Ashley, and I would love more than anything to, have her be the winner of Big Brother 27.